Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Thank you for joining us on Burden and Blessing Podcast as we continue and almost finish off our 40 Days of Hope series. We're on day 39. With me today is Pastor Mark Tiefel. He'll be introducing our verse for today. Good to see you, Mark.
Good to see you too, Neil. Excited to dig into this one with you this morning. We're going to read James 4, verse 8 today, and we're going to read that out of the New King James Version. That passage says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." To me, this is an interesting passage when it comes to the topic of hope because it's got a lot of law in it. You know, draw near, cleanse, purify. And if you look out in the broader section of James here, there's a lot more laws out there. And it's really a passage within a context of sanctification, which is talking about our life of faith after having received the gospel and the Holy Spirit working that faith in our hearts and the expectations of that of what comes along with that as we walk our Christian faith. And so we don't typically associate hope with the law because the law exposes our sin. The law reveals for us what has gone wrong. Some of these things are good. You know, we certainly want to draw near to God. We certainly want to be cleansed. We certainly want to purify our hearts. But when the task is given to us to do those things, we don't have hope from that. It's God who does those things for us. And I think what helps to keep in mind here is that James is speaking to a mature Christian audience. Many of our listeners are probably familiar with James 2, where he talks about faith without works is dead. And he really is talking to experienced Christians who are the greatest threat that they're facing is complacency in their faith. They know what the scriptures teach. They've lived the life of faith. Now James is warning against that indifference. And I think that's important to keep in mind here. And so for the reader, James is expecting the reader to know where to be cleansed, where to be purified, how to draw near to God, and that is certainly through the gospel. When these words are given to us as Christians, we should think of what God has provided for us to make these things possible. We don't cleanse our hearts by our own works. We don't purify our minds by the intentions and thoughts of our minds. We go back to the gospel, and that's really the admonition that James is giving you there. And so I think the hope comes from this passage in recognizing what we're up against. And it's so easy for us when we're tested or we're struggling or we've done something in our lives because of sin that is leading us to the situation that we're in, it's so easy for us to blame that on somebody else. And James brings us back to square one here with this verse and says, just the first place you should look is your own heart. The first place you should look is what God has said about you, and that he offers you forgiveness and cleansing in Christ. Instead of looking at somebody else, instead of looking at the world around you, instead of blaming it on someone next to you like your neighbor, look at yourself. And that thought comes in with the last word there, the double-minded one. That word describes somebody who's caught between two different positions, somebody who's caught between knowing what God says and knowing what their sinful heart wants them to do. So James is offering this sober reminder here so that we would have hope and comfort in coming to the one who can cleanse our hands, who can purify our hearts, the one who has drawn us near by the gospel invitation and the gospel call. And for the mature Christian, that's where we want to turn to day after day after day to curb that inward desire to blame everybody else except ourselves. Take us into some thoughts that come from your perspective here on this verse, Neil.
I really like the way you talked about sin separates. And really, sin separates us not just from our loved ones in a relationship with them, but also from the Lord. You know, many believe that this James here is the younger brother of Jesus. Joseph and Mary had more children after Jesus was born. And so James here really, I think, shows throughout his whole letter a very parallel to the Sermon on the Mount, kind of like you hinted at with Jesus, really giving a lot of law, a lot of application. This is how a Christian should behave. This is how a child of God should behave. And ultimately, that law brings us to our knees. I like the way you brought that into that humble-mindedness. You know, we have double-minded because of our old sinful nature and our new man, but that humility and recognizing without Christ, we aren't going to be able to live lives that even please him in any way, shape, or form. And so if you read on in that context there in James 4, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. So I really thought you brought in that hope. You know, it's not in ourselves. You know, the Lord has lifted us up in our faith that was dead in our sins, in our separation from God. The Lord has lifted us up and drawing us into a new relationship with God. And you touched on that with that beginning part of verse 8, draw near to God. It's that idea of that coming alongside of God and he will come alongside of you. Well, the idea there is that it's really simply, if we open the Word of God, the Lord is going to be there with us. He's going to continue to walk with us and guide us in not just living for him, but living for others and sharing this love that we have in Christ, sharing this hope we have in Christ, and ultimately pointing us back to, yes, in our humility, in our sin, in our challenges that we face, whether it be COVID or anything else that we're facing in our day-to-day lives, in our patience, the Lord will lift you up in due time. You can trust that. You can have hope in that. You can have confidence in that because he's always done that in the past. So a really great section here, again, that points us back not to ourselves, but to our Lord and seeing his joy and his glory for us. Would you close with a prayer, Mark?
Yeah, let's pray. Dear Lord, begin each day by reminding us that you have called us through the gospel of our Savior, Jesus. Let every struggle we face, every call to action that we go forward to, every thought we think, every word we speak, every action we seek to do, let all of those things be done framed from that one perspective that we are called to salvation in Jesus Christ. And so remind us, Lord, as you say here in the letter of James, that when you call us to submit to you, to draw near to you, to cleanse our hands, to purify our hearts, to humble ourselves, remind us, Lord, that all of those things are done from the perspective of the power and grace of our Savior, Jesus. Outside of that, we have no hope. Let us always return to the cross of our Savior and then the call that he gives us moving forward from that by faith, the things that he wants us to do in our lives. Let us understand and appreciate why we do those things as a glory and honor to what Christ has done for us. Give us plenty of hope and comfort in these days, Lord, with that simple message of beginning our day in the name of our Savior and looking at all things in our lives through that lens and that perspective. You have given us that blessed gift of faith and the privilege of doing that as your child. Lead us in that path always. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.